Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Keith Lang. The Trump administration is pulling the plug to expand the number of EV chargers nationwide. So, Keith, this is something the president had promised. How many would have been added under what the Biden administration was intending to do?
Well, the Biden administration never provided a firm number of chargers that they were trying to do because this funding was being granted to states that submitted applications under the program, the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program, and the money was divided up to states kind of similar to the way that federal highway money is divided up to states. So it was really up to states to determine how many chargers they thought they could build. But the idea of the program was to incentivize states to boost the number of chargers along the interstate highway system.
Now, California has already its own plan. It wants to boost EV sales, and they want to wipe out the sale of new gas-powered vehicles. And so because of doing that, you have to, you know, beef up the EV charging network. So is it possible that private companies could jump in and fill the gap?
It's possible. The Biden administration's assumption was that you needed to have some federal incentive to jumpstart the market. The idea was never that the federal government would build every charger, but that to speed the development of, to address the concerns from car buyers about range anxiety is a topic that has been discussed a lot with electric vehicles. They wanted to really speed up the number of chargers that, along the highway system. And now with this funding halted, if it is ultimately eliminated completely, it would fall on the private sector, most likely.
Well, how much do those companies make when running these EV charging stations?
It depends. The biggest private sector operator of chargers right now is Tesla, and they had actually agreed last year to open up their network to other automakers, and that was seen as a potential boon for Tesla. Whether or not this creates more of a demand for their chargers, that will then open up questions about whether their system is enough for the nationwide network.
What do you think this means for EV companies, the ones that are producing the cars?
Well, EV companies have been bracing for this funding to be rolled back. They're bracing for the tax credits to be rolled back. But they have stated that those credits have been essential in convincing car buyers to consider EVs. The EVs are about 10% of the market right now, and car makers have said that it will be very hard to grow that base without these subsidies.
Okay, so you've got potentially fewer EV chargers on the road. You have this concern over where am I going to charge my car? How far can I go? Do I really want to buy one? What do car companies and potentially, states like California do to make people feel better about this, to be able to further, you know, what their plans were as far as, you know, trying clean energy and trying to get people off of fossil fuels?
Well, California has its own emission standards, and the governor Newsom has said that if President Trump follows through with his promises to repeal the federal subsidies for car buyers, that California would step in and offer their own. There are more than a dozen states that have opted to follow California's emission rules and have some of these zero emission mandates. And several states, California included, Colorado is another one, that have tax credits. So automakers would then rely on the patchwork of states. But that is that's a quarter of the country where you'd be able to get these type of credits, as opposed to a nationwide subsidy. And that is what electric vehicle supporters are attempting to push back on.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the industry right now with regards to the support coming from the Fed.
Yes, there is an assumption based on the president's statements during the campaign that the subsidies that have come out of the federal government and since 2021 will be going away in the near future. Car makers feel like they have already to some degree subsidized electric cars to make them more competitive with traditional cars. It remains to be seen whether they'd be willing to step in and offer another $7,500 discount. But there is an expectation among EV buyers, based on the availability of these credits, that there will be some sort of discount if they consider an electric car. So it may be a situation where car makers, the consumer expects that discount, and the car makers have to adjust their prices accordingly.
Thanks for the reporting, Keith. That is Bloomberg's Keith Lang. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.